In this program, I speak with the founder of Eating Disorder Support Group, Kelly Doss, who is a former alumni of St. Clair DeSalle University. She tells us why she started this group.
Several years ago, I had anorexia. I went away to an inpatient facility and was there for several months. And one of the things I found most helpful to my own recovery was being able to share what I was going through with other people who were experiencing the same things. While the clinical side of it, speaking with a therapist, was helpful, it was also very supportive to have peers who could relate to what I was going through. So this was my way of giving back after a couple years of recovery. And it's going very well.
Kelly talks more about the group and its atmosphere.
It's a safe environment. Very secluded, so the girls always feel safe. And we've actually had males be part of the group, too. It's not just exclusively females. And we've had all age groups, too. And it's not just necessarily for students. I placed it on a campus because it's usually students who are going through that. But really, it's open to anybody in the community. And we've had people travel 40 or 50 miles to come to the group because it is the only one in central Minnesota.
She explains how the group works and who are involved in the group.
But I do have an advisor. Her name's Charlene. She's actually from the Counseling and Psychological Services. She's been my advisor for a couple of years, and I talk with her about the group about once a month, so she knows the consistency of the group, the composition, how it's all going, and then she also gives me great ideas, too, of what I can incorporate into the group. And also, too, I've had speakers from CenterCare come. We've had a dietitian come and talk about eating patterns and things like that. And we've occasionally done art therapy, which has been proven to be very therapeutic. So we kind of mix it up. But it, for the most part, it's just really general sharing of their feelings and their thoughts and what they've been going through.
Mohammed and Zafian reporting for KVOC.